Exactly. That's what consistency is, really what this team strives for, offensively, defensively, and on special teams. The more consistency you have throughout the 11 guys on the field, the better you're going to perform. And that just goes down to executing, doing your job on every play, and that's really when you see us take off. And that's what we're working for in practice.
You've got three regular season games in now with, with this offense and the work in the preseason. What's your comfort level now compared to, say, you know, beginning of training?
I'm comfortable. Like you said, the more games you get, the more preseason games we had. Now these three regular seasons, you're going to feel better about it. You're also going to have new wrinkles week in and week out, depending on the defense you play. But that's something that everybody has to deal with in the NFL, and you just learn, study, rip them in practice, and go out there and execute them in the game.
You know, one of the things, too, is teams now have seen your offense for three games. They do three-game film study. Mm-hmm. Do you expect a different kind of approach from defenses coming?
No, not at all. Really, defensive coordinators kind of stick to their stuff. That's why we game plan on offense. We pick up on tendencies, and I'm sure defensive coordinators pick up on tendencies on us. So it's kind of that constant battle going back and forth. It's always a chess match, trying to get different looks for certain personnel, and they're going to give us different looks as well. And some of them are going to be unscouted, and that's why we have to know kind of the core rules of our offense and still be able to execute.
Justin's couple catches in three games so far. Do you have to talk to him in practice? So hang in there. I'm going to get.
No, he's doing a great job, and the season is so long. There's 16 regular season games. We're going into our fourth game. There's a lot of time for things for us to get better, and we all got to get better. But like I said, it's such a young, we're such a young team. The season's so young. We just got to keep working, and things will kind of play out.
You see him coming along with the way he's running his routes?
Yeah, he's doing a great job, and things just haven't really gone our way. They're rolling coverage him. They're double covering him. So we just got to work to beat that. We will, and just got to keep going.
You might get some guys back on the offensive line this week. How much will that help?
Oh, it helps. And the guys that filled in the last 2 weeks have done a great job. They really elevated their level of play of the other starters. But having the ability to get Cam and Evan back out there repping stuff in practice is just going to help our team.
Cincinnati, fourth in league in sacks. They do it with pressure, or they just have a pretty good
fourth? Oh, they're a talented defense. They definitely have some big, powerful end rushers that we got to be conscious of. But at the same time, we just got to worry about ourselves, execute our offense, and kind of do our stuff.
When you say you're comfortable with the offense during a game, what is the give and take with you and the coaches? I mean, will you see things? Will you suggest? Are you at the level?
Well, when we come off on the field, you know how we always look at the pictures and we see different looks. And that kind of goes back. You see some unscouted looks that you're not prepared for. But really in the game, there's always a constant direct communication between the players out there and the coaching staff on the field. So we're able to put the guys out there in the best position possible.
But you'll say, hey, this is where we try this.
Exactly. We have so many plays in the game plan. Mm-hmm. If they're giving us a certain look to a certain formation or personnel group, we can definitely change things up.
Fred Taylor was drafted in 1998. What were you doing in 1998?
What was that, 9, 8? Yeah, probably elementary school.
Were you watching NFL football at all?
Yeah, I was. And Fred was such a great player. It's brought so much to this team, this town, and it was definitely fun to watch him throughout his career.
You were like fourth grade, is that right?
Yeah, third or fourth.
Yeah. How anxious are you to get Mercedes out of protection mode and into route running mode?
Oh, Mercedes, he's a great player, and if you guys could appreciate really what he brings to the blocking scheme, not only in the run game but the pass game as well. It's awesome. He's the best blocking tight end NFL in the league. But like you saw in the first game, when you can get him rolling in the pass game, get the ball in his hands, he has the ability to make plays and stretch the field.
I was referring to the fact that you love that tight end seam route.
Yeah, and that's a great route he runs. I mean, he's 6'7". He's a matchup nightmare for linebackers. Then if they want to go to a sub-defense and have a corner come in and play the slot over him, it's just, it always benefits us.